As we come to worship this morning, I want to focus your attention upon Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Habakkuk 2, verse 14. Scripture says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The Shorter Catechism begins with an excellent question. What is the chief end of man? In other words, why was man created? Why are we here? For what purpose were we born into this world? And it gives an extraordinary answer. A.W. Tozer calls the answer the greatest words ever written outside of Holy Scripture itself. The answer is, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. The purpose for which you and I were created was not for ourselves or for the glory of our own reputations, but for the glory of the God who created us. Indeed, when God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, He said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." And in many ways, what He was commanding them to do was teach your children to worship Me. And as the population of the world grows and the earth is filled with people, every heart and every voice is to sing the praises of our triune God. Sin, of course, disrupted that purpose. Sin made us serve ourselves. Sin said, "I won't serve God, I won't obey God, I'll obey myself, my thoughts, and glorify me." That's what sin does to us. It turns us into idolaters. And John Calvin is right when he says, our hearts are factories for idols. But when God saves us, when He sent His Son to die for our sins, and when the Holy Spirit regenerates us, He makes us a new creation. We regain in Christ what we lost in Adam, and our purpose is set aright again, so that we are turned from being idolaters to once again being worshipers of the true and the living God. And as He does that, the reality is when we engage in worship, there's a sense in which we are at the height of our powers. We are most fulfilling that for which we were created, and that is to glorify the Lord. What are we going to do throughout all of eternity? We're going to exalt and glorify the Lord. So this morning we've gathered to worship this God to fulfill our purpose, and the statement given in Habakkuk 2:14, do you realize that is the mission of Berean Baptist Church? The singular mission of our church is to fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters fill the sea, beginning right here. We want all of Hiram to be filled with our doctrine because it's the Lord's doctrine. We want all of Powder Springs to be filled with His glory. We want all of Cobb County and Paulding County to be full of His glory, and then our entire state, and then every place else, the Caribbean and South America and Kenya and Africa and Europe. That's our desire. That's our goal. But notice one other thing about this text. Do you notice it is not given to us as an imperative? It's not a commandment of what should be done. It's given to us as an indicative statement of fact. It doesn't say the earth should be full of the glory of the Lord. It says the earth will be full of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. It's a prophecy that's going to be fulfilled, that is fulfilled little by little as new people are converted to Christ. Each time someone's converted to Christ, there's a new worshiper added to the kingdom of God. But ultimately, we won't find the final fulfillment of this in this present age. We'll find it in the age to come when there's a new heaven and new earth in which righteousness dwells, and there will be no rebels against God found there. There'll be only those who are truly perfected, worshiping saints, and the whole earth will be full of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. So what we are engaging in this morning is a tiny little foretaste of heaven. We've come to be reminded that we really are not citizens of this present age. We are citizens of the age to come. So let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's open in prayer. Our Father, we would ask that You would pour out Your Holy Spirit through the name of Your Son in such a way that we will be enabled from the overflow of the Spirit to be able to worship You in spirit and in truth according to what Your Word has commanded us. Give us ears to hear and hearts to obey and believe what Your Word says as the Word is read and as it is preached. And Lord, we would pray that as we sing Your praises, we wouldn't just mouth empty words, but rather we would have our hearts engaged with heaven, and that we would be meditate upon You. As our brother prays and leads us in prayer here in a little while, We would pray, O Lord, that our hearts would resonate with His, that we would join our voices and our hearts and our minds and as our prayers ascend before the throne. Chief above all, Lord, we ask that You would be glorified in our midst this day, that You would be glorified wherever Your people are gathered all over the earth, that You would be exalted, for You are worthy of glory. And draw near to us and help us by Your grace to draw near to You. This we ask in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.